is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's happening in the cattle markets?
Well, we saw quite a trading affair today, Leslie, as we was up and down throughout the whole session today. Now, we did see the box beef continue lower mid-morning, 64 lower on choice, down $1.14 on selects, had a movement of 75 lows, saw an estimated cattle kill day of only 102,000 head. We do not find a whole lot of fresh news out there. It's very friendly. We're picking up cash cattle trading in the southern plains of mostly 148. That's $2 lower than last week. And we saw on the close today, August live cattle managed to close 15 cents higher. October was down 30 cents. August feeder cattle closed 72 higher. October feeders were up $1.42. And August lean hogs closed 32 cents lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Did you know a dairy farmer's day starts before dawn? Dairy farmers work long hours each day to produce wholesome and delicious dairy foods like milk, cheese, and yogurt. They are committed to their land, their cows, and are passionate about farming. After all, it's their way of life. For more information about dairy farming and dairy foods, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
FarmAssure is now the third largest farm owner's insurer in the state of Oklahoma, and we wanted to say a great big thanks. We did this because good agents believed in us, and thousands of you fine folks gave us a chance to insure them. We pledge to keep the values that brought us here in place for generations to come. FarmAssure believes in the future of Oklahoma, and thank you again for the business.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's FarmAssure.
Tom, what continues to send the grain market downward?
Well, we had a combination of things today, Leslie. We saw profit-taking play a role. We saw long liquidation by the funds. We saw some weather forecast improvement for parts of the Corn Belt. All this played into the market as we traded negative almost the entire session. We saw new lows for the week made in the wheat, corn, and soybeans, and we saw all the wheat, corn, and soybeans contracts close negative today. Now, keep in mind, wheat has took a turn for the downside this whole month of July, while the corn and the soybeans are still coming off highs they made earlier this month. On the close today, September KC wheat down 6 3/4. December KC 7 on the downside. September Chicago wheat closed 8 1/4 lower. September corn and December corn both were down 9 3/4 cents. August soybeans down 4 1/4, as was the November contract, also down 4 1/4. And December cotton 2 points lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.